Okay. We are going to call the meeting to order. And please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Some public reminders. Hearing devices are available at each side of the podium. Board chambers are T-coil compatible for hearing devices. Anyone who wishes to speak must fill out a speaker slip and state their name for the record, and anything presented to the board must be turned into the clerk here for the record. Seeing that we have no agenda changes, we're going to go to the consent agenda. And the consent agenda, we're going to open the floor to public comment on consent items only. Seeing that we have no speakers for the consent items, we're going to bring it back to the board and ask each board member if they have any comments on the consent agenda. Seeing
none.
None,
sir. Move to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Second. Any further discussion? All right. I would ask the clerk to call the roll, please.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Compton?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
And Mr. Pashong?
Yes. Okay, moving right along. I'd ask the clerk to introduce item number 18.
Submittal of a resolution proclaiming April 2017 as Sexual Assault Awareness Month in San Luis Obispo County.
I'd ask Jennifer Adams and Susan Potet to come to the dais. Supervisor Arnold.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to read this resolution today. I see we have three very hardworking people up at the podium this morning. I'll begin. This is a resolution proclaiming April 2017 as Sexual Assault Awareness Month in San Luis Obispo County. And the following resolution is hereby offered and read. Whereas Sexual Assault Awareness Month calls attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread and impacts every person in San Luis Obispo County. And whereas rape, sexual assault, and sexual harassment harm our community, and statistics show that 1 in 5 women and 1 in 71 men will be raped at some point in their lives. Whereas child sexual abuse prevention must be a priority to confront the reality that 1 in 6 boys and 1 in 4 girls will experience a sexual assault before age 18, and youth ages 12 to 17 are 2.5 times as likely to be victims of sexual violence. And whereas last year RISE received 1,146 crisis calls from members of our community and sent advocates out 80 times to accompany sexual assault survivors at SART medical exams, law enforcement interviews, etc. And whereas the theme of this year's Sexual Assault Awareness Month campaign is engaging new voices, the campaign calls on new partners and community members to help expand sexual assault prevention efforts and ensure the next generation fosters attitudes that promote healthy relationships, equality, and respect. And whereas the County of San Luis Obispo joins RISE and other advocates and communities across the county and country in taking action to prevent sexual violence and acknowledges that each day of the year is an opportunity to create change for the future, now therefore be it resolved and ordered that the Board of Supervisors does hereby proclaim April 2017 as Sexual Assault Awareness Month in San Luis Obispo County.
Come forward to take a photo.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, take a picture, please.
Thanks.
There we go. I'd like to offer you an opportunity to speak.
Well, thank you. SLO County Board of Supervisors for this proclamation. My name is Susan Poteet. I'm the president of the Board of Directors for RISE. And with me is a fellow board member, Ken Craig, and our executive director, Jennifer Adams. RISE is a nonprofit that serves survivors of sexual and intimate partner violence and their loved ones. And while we provide intimate partner violence services in the North County, we are the only agency dedicated to serving survivors of sexual assault or abuse and their families in the entire county of San Luis Obispo. Last year, RISE helped more than 300 women, men, and children who had been affected by sexual assault or abuse through free and confidential services, including a 24-hour hotline, counseling, crisis intervention, accompaniment, legal support, and more. And we also provided education services across the country, the county, in an effort to prevent this crime from happening in the first place. Our vision is to create a world that's free of sexual violence, and that means creating a community that is aware and ready to take action.
Every year, we invite San Luis Obispo County men, women, and children to participate in our annual Sexual Assault Awareness Month events. Walk a Mile in Her Shoes, the International Men's March to End Rape, Sexual Assault, and Gender-Based Violence. This event invites men to march in women's high heels to represent the role they play in ending a form of violence that is overwhelmingly perpetrated by men against women. However, you're encouraged to walk in any type of shoe you wish, because sexual assault and gender-based violence affects us all, women, men, and children, members of the LGBTQIA+ community, incarcerated individuals, people with disabilities, those of all socioeconomic levels, races, and religions, people in all walks of life. This year will be our 15th annual event in San Luis Obispo, our fourth annual event in Paso Robles, and our first annual event in Arroyo Grande. The Paso Robles event was held at Downtown City Park this past weekend. The Arroyo Grande event will be held at Heritage Square Park on Saturday, April 22nd, and the final event will be held in San Luis Mission Plaza on Saturday, April 29th. All events feature live music, awareness activities for all ages, and a 1 mile walk through downtown.
This year, we're very excited to have so many of you joining us celebrity walkers at our walks. And we would also like to thank you for designating funds to help underwrite the costs of the event. Thank you, Supervisor Pashong. You looked awesome on Saturday. For joining us this weekend and this last weekend in Paso. Thank you, Supervisor Compton, for raising funds and joining us at our first Arroyo Grande walk, as well as the San Luis Obispo walk. And thanks to Supervisors Hill and Gibson for also joining us at the San Luis Obispo walk as celebrity walkers. Once again, we know you are both seasoned walkers. You know how this is done. And I'm sure you're working on your walks already for that red carpet. We encourage everyone to check out our website at walkamileslow.org for details and registration information. And you can even donate or join the teams of these awesome San Luis Obispo County celebrities. And finally, before I go, we just like to acknowledge our staff, our volunteers, and our board of directors for all the hard work they do in an effort to end sexual assault in our community. They're completely dedicated to their work, and I am honored to work with such a compassionate group of people. But most importantly, Sexual Assault Awareness Month is about honoring victims, whether they've told their story or not. So thank you for joining us in raising awareness and destroying myths that make it difficult for survivors to talk about their experiences. Thank you again for this proclamation, and we look forward to seeing you at the upcoming Walk a Mile events. Thanks so much.
Thank you. We'll bring it back to the board and see if there's any public comments. Seeing none, we'll bring it back to the board.
Well, Mr. Chair, I would only thank those who are involved in this work. In the face of the depressing statistics that we recite in this resolution every year, that there are those of you who go forth to do such good work is a measure of the best of humanity, and I'm deeply grateful for your being here. I'll move approval unless there's others who would want to do.
Second.
And I do want to thank you for all you do, and I appreciate the opportunity to walk a mile in her shoes. With that, I'd ask the clerk to, ask the clerk to call the roll.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
Ms. Compton?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
And Mr. Pashon?
Yes. Thank you very much. Now ask the clerk to introduce the next item, item 19.
Submittal of a resolution proclaiming April 2017 as Grand Jury Awareness Month in San Luis Obispo County.
I'd ask Lee Stevens, Larry Herbst, and Nancy Welts to come forward. And Supervisor Compton will be reading the resolution.
It's my pleasure to read a resolution proclaiming April 2017 as Grand Jury Awareness Month in San Luis Obispo County. The following resolution is hereby offered and read. Whereas the civil grand jury consists of a panel of 19 citizens that serve the citizens of the County of San Luis Obispo for a one-year period after selection. And whereas the individual grand jurors are selected from a list of 30 volunteer applicants who have been screened and qualified by the judges of the Superior Court, with final selection obtained by random drawing. And whereas the jurisdiction of the grand jury extends to all activities of local government within the geographical limits of the San Luis Obispo County, and its primary function is to provide independent oversight into efficiency, effectiveness, honesty, and impartiality of government. And whereas the grand jury carries out its responsibility by investigations prompted by not only concerns of the jurors, but also by formal citizen complaints. And whereas the grand jury primarily relies upon public awareness and responsiveness of the public to its report of findings and recommendations, now therefore be it resolved and ordered that the Board of Supervisors does hereby proclaim April 2017 as Grand Jury Awareness Month in order for all citizens to become better acquainted with the purpose of the jury, to give attention to the grand jury's reports to the public, and to actually participate in the grand jury process. Congratulations.
Please.
Thank you, Chair Pashon, and other supervisors for this proclamation recognizing April as Grand Jury Awareness Month. I'm Nancy Welts. I'm president of the San Luis Obispo County chapter of the California Grand Jurors Association. And with me today are Larry Herbst, representing our state California Grand Jurors Association, and Lee Stevens, our current foreperson of the grand jury. I prepared a brief PowerPoint for you today. The San Luis Obispo County chapter of the California Grand Jurors Association is pleased to work this year with the Superior Court in recruiting qualified applicants for the 2017-2018 grand jury. Any resident of San Luis Obispo County for more than 1 year who is a citizen of the United States is 18 years of age or older, of ordinary intelligence, sound judgment, and good character, with a sufficient knowledge of the English language, is eligible for service on the grand jury. The 19 members of the civil grand jury will serve a term of 1 year from July through June 2018. They will work on average 20 hours per week in teams and committees to develop skills and expertise on our local government. They will have an opportunity to investigate the performance of county, city, and other local agencies, as well as citizen complaints and the conditions of our local jails. We encourage all interested individuals to apply. Applications can be found at the court's website, which is slowcourts.net, slowcourts.net. I've brought some paper applications that I left with your clerk. We're hoping to get a diverse cross-section of the county population, and we encourage the supervisors to share an application with any qualified resident you think would make a great grand juror. And I'm going to let Larry speak on behalf of the State Association.
Good morning. My name is Larry Herbst, and I reside in Rio Grande. I'm here to represent the California Grand Jurors Association, where I serve on the Board of Directors. Our organization is composed of current and former grand jurors from throughout the state. It is dedicated to promoting the understanding of unique practices of grand juries in California and to educating the public and prospective grand jurors about the beneficial oversight function of the system. Further, our purpose is to provide the general public with informational and educational materials and activities on the California grand jury system that will help increase public awareness of the valuable role the grand jury plays in our democratic system of government, and to promote comprehensive training and orientation of over 1,000 new grand jurors throughout the state each year, and to provide informational reference and operational materials to impanel grand juries to support the education of their duties, and to advocate publication of all grand jury reports and official responses to those reports in a public newspaper or other medium for community-wide distribution to educate the public regarding the final grand jury investigative findings and recommendations and the official responses to them, and to work towards the preservation and enhancement of the grand jury system by studying issues or legislation that specifically pertains to grand jury law and to make recommendations based on nonpartisan analysis to the appropriate body or legislature. We appreciate the Board of Supervisors of San Luis Obispo County for taking time to recognize the importance of the grand jury system in the county. Thank you.
Thank you. Originally, I was not asked to say anything for maybe whatever reason, but I'm sure all of you know individuals who are playing golf or going fishing and have not too much to do with their lives, so I would encourage you to talk to them about joining the Grand Jury Association. This is my second term on it, and I want to say that I'm really, really impressed with the quality of people that do come in to the grand jury and their dedication to it. And we encourage you to talk to other individuals that you know of who have that ability and ask them to come and join us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll open it up to floor comments. No speaker, back to the board. Supervisor?
So I'll make a motion, but I just want to say I love talking to this group. They're so fun. They have the best questions when you go speak to them. So I'll make a motion to approve this resolution.
I'll second. And I just want to thank you, too. You know, it's amazing. It's so important, our grand jury, local grand jury here and all throughout the state, but the citizen oversight that's provided by the grand jury. And also amazing that people that are so caring of their community will dedicate and commit to 20 hours a week. A volunteer time for an entire year and sometimes two. So anyway, I always hear, I've never served, what a great experience it is. That's mostly what you hear from folks that have done this. So anyway, thank you for being here and providing the awareness so hopefully others can join you.
So I have a motion and a second to ask the clerk to call the roll.
Ms. Compton?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Arnold?
Yes.
Mr. Gibson?
Yes.
Mr. Hill?
Yes.
And Mr. Pashong?
Yes. Thank you. I'd ask the clerk now to introduce item number 20.
Presentation from SLO Regional Rideshare, an acknowledgement of plans for Bike to School Day on May 10th and Bike to Work Day on May 19th.
We'd ask Peter Williamson to come forward and do a presentation.
Good morning, supervisors in San Luis Obispo County. My name is Peter Williamson. I'm the Employer Outreach Coordinator at the San Luis Obispo Council of Governments. SOCOG is responsible for transportation planning and funding in our region. All the supervisors sit on our board and can tell you all about that. I manage our program for commuters and employers called the Back and Forth Club. Has anyone here heard about Bike Month? May? Yeah. Few supporters out there, thank you. Traditionally, SOCOG has put a lot of resources and time into Bike Month as a whole, and in recent years, we've kind of shifted our focus to make Bike Month more accessible to everyone. So for starters, does anyone here have kids? Any parents? Anyone know parents? Perfect. So National Bike School Day is May 10th, so get out with the whole family on bikes, and we have roughly 40% of schools in our county participating. The goal was originally 25, so that's awesome. Heavy concentration in North County with 100% participation in Paso Robles, which is fantastic. Ask your school administrators how you can get involved. Either your school's already doing something you need to know, or you can get your school involved still. There's still some time. And would your kid like to win a bike, or do you know a kid that would like to win a bike? Obviously, that every kid wants to win a bike. So whether it's trips to school or around the neighborhood, you can help little Tommy track their rides throughout May at irideshare.org/s/bike-to-school. The student with the most rides in May will earn a free new shiny bike. Kids or not, I need all of you to find a way to bike with me on May 19th, which is National Bike to Work Day. Last year, I rode with a scientific drilling employee 6 miles one way all the way out to his place of employment. He hadn't ridden in over 2 years. A lot more examples of people getting on their bikes for the first time for that one-day commitment. Really exciting. Got some good press coverage. By asking commuters to shift modes for that one day, we're far more successful in showing everyone an alternative or something multimodal. This year, I'll be leading a group ride into Atascadero's first time Bike to Work Day breakfast station, hosted by K-Man. We'll even have an official escort, which is pretty cool. So how about it? Will you join me and hundreds of other commuters on May 19th to bike? On May 19th, maybe you have some reasons you won't, and I'm going to talk you through this a little bit. So you don't have a bike. I'll get you a free loaner. No problem there. If there's too many hills, a strong headwind, or you're worried about sweating on your way to work, we can get you a free electric bike loaner. I got your attention now. All right. Worried about safety, I can get you in a group ride like the group ride I'll be on, or my coworkers coming all the way up from Santa Maria if you feel like a very long ride. And the other question might be, it's just too far for you. That's okay. We can get you a free bus pass and also teach you how to put your bike on the bus. If you're not a bus commuter, we can get you a free bike locker at your closest park and ride, and you can meet up there. Even if you drive most of the way and bike that last mile, it's okay by me. So you'll pick up your chance to win a free commuter bike and swag bag at your closest Bike to Work Day breakfast station. We have 11 throughout the county. Here in San Luis Obispo, we have Team HA. We'll have one over at SloCog. Whole Foods is doing one, Canon, and more. And farthest north being Scientific Drilling in Paso, and then farthest south, AG Hospital. So if you're not wiped from your morning commute, I encourage you to join us at the wrap-up party at the Guildhall, previously called the Grange, over here on Broad Street. And if you like fashion and beer, this will be your scene, so join us. Beyond Bike to School and Bike to Work Days, we're challenging commuters to go by bike all month long with our revamped Bike Month challenges. Whether you work at an organization with 10 employees or 2,000 employees, you can track your trips throughout May to help win the title trophy in your employer's size category. Title trophy is a little new this year. It's like the Stanley Cup, so you'll win a nice, shiny trophy to display for the year, and if you win it this year, you'll have to defend it next year. The winning employer will also receive a free League of American Bicyclists membership and then access to next year's All-Star Challenge. The All-Star Challenge is new this year, and it puts our best employers versus the best of Santa Barbara. And so that's SRAM, Caltrans, MindBody, and Cal Poly versus UCSB, Yardi Systems, Sonos, and REI, I believe. And then we're also doing a county department challenge, so you can represent your department, and the department with the most participation throughout May will get the, I call it the bike throne. That'll be basically the same title trophy, but a bike seat, all fancy and gold. And then if anyone's up for 30-mile rides pretty much every day, the mileage challenge might be your thing. That's also a title trophy that you'll win as the most hardcore cyclist in the county. And any group of six can also form their own team. So there's lots of ways to participate. You can compete in as many challenges as you'd like. All the fun's at iradshare.org. And thanks to strong support from our communities, we have over 41 community events still happening throughout the entire month of May, so you have a lot of motivation to get out there. And you can take pictures of your daily commute with the hashtag #LetsGetVisible. Post that to your social media. We got a mystery prize. Can't tell you what it is yet. And then, has anyone gotten a bike month shirt from a past year? Well, you should have. They're awesome. They were free in past years, and in light of some budget considerations, so we're asking everyone to sponsor Bike Month by purchasing your shirt for $10 at rideshare.org/store. We've covered a lot of details, including those important dates. May 10th is Bike to School Day, and May 19th is Bike to Work Day. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me directly or visit rideshare.org/bike-month. A lot of dashes and slashes. Just give me a call. We'll talk you through Bike Month. Any questions from the supervisors?
Where do I get the motorized one?
Hit me up. I'll get you one. Tell me when you need it.
There it is. We'll open it to public comment from the floor. No public comment. Any additional questions from the board? Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
I'll figure out how to bike down here. Okay. So thank you. It is downhill, but it's also on the freeway. Okay, we are now going to open it up to public comment. Do we have any additional public comment? These are items that are not on the agenda today. So for first up, we'll have Lindy Owen. We'll be followed by Ben DeFatta. Lindy Owen followed by Ben DeFatta.
Good morning, Lindy Owen from Los Osos. Again, I wanted to go to my community's issues and make a strong suggestion that we review the idea of all the treated wastewater going up to the Broderson site and being dumped into leach lines that are proposed to take approximately, I think, 40 years to reach the lower aquifer, which may already be invaded with salt water. So it's kind of a dumping hole more than a reuse project for getting that water to offset the drinking supply that we currently use for many things like washing our cars and keeping our lawns done. So I urge that we look into, that the county look into trying to divert that to more better use, again, through the idea of trucked water, recycled water to people's home tanks, their septic tanks that have been reconditioned, et cetera. And then I also wanted to appreciate that we did finally get a update on the budget on the sewer project. And just wanted to note that the county staff time is $3.5 million over budget. So, and also remind everyone that our water conservation fund is still at $2.3 million that has not been used for conservation. So I think it needs to be looked at. Why is this money sitting, not being used for conservation, which was the number one goal of this whole sewer? And then I wanted to also talk about the recent incident with Andrew Holland and his death in a 48-hour restraint chair at our sheriff's department. It's the most disgusting story I've heard in a long time, and I want it fully investigated. I think Jeff Hamm not having a crisis room for people in a schizophrenic state to be taken to for their safety is appalling. The discussion about putting one in now is a little bit late after so many deaths. And I think the sheriff's department, Ian Parkinson, needs to come clean with what happened there and accept that the system failed. This man sat for 48 hours naked in an air-conditioned room with a blankie over him and was offered food but didn't want it because he was in such a suffering state that I don't think he could possibly have responded. So this cannot happen again. This should be on national news, and our department of the sheriff and county health should be ashamed. Thank you.
Ben DeFatta will be followed by Dr. Seeheit.
Good morning, board and public. I am Ben DeFatta from Los Osos. We need an outside investigation about the happenings, why the prisoners that have health problems are being mistreated and have been dying in their cells. It's inhumane. We don't want a county good old boy investigation. We also need an outside investigation about the misconduct of the sheriff's coroner pertaining to autopsies where his results are questionable. Make sure it is not done by an in-house investigator. Another outside investigation that needs to be done is why we need 93 managers in slow city departments to manage a city of about 50,000 people. We need an outside investigation of why nothing is done in a timely way when problems or obvious wrongdoings are plainly seen over and over and nothing is being done about it by the local authorities. We need an outside investigation into why slow city managers just received a $2,000 bonus from the city administrator instead of returning it to the general fund or to pay down the unfunded benefits. We definitely need an outside investigation about why Cambria's general manager has caused the village to be fined by the Water Board for $600,000? And why did Cambria's CSD give the general manager a 9-month severance pay if and when he is asked to leave for cause? This is excessive squandering of taxpayers' money. We live in Los Osos. We in Los Osos need an outside investigation of why their CSD directors went through 12 or 13 general managers in 15 years, paying out large sums of money just trying to getting rid of them for doing a lousy job and other abuses. We especially need an outside investigation down in the South County Sanitation District, where two board members are bankrupting this district with their biases decisions of protecting the and the firing of their previous good old boy administrator that took this county for millions of dollars of taxpayers' money. Those majority crazies on the board also hired another prima donna administrator that had no experience running a sewer treatment plant and just had all the tapes that the district attorney needed for prosecuting the previous administrator meetings erased. Yes, it looks like a repeat of President Nixon's missing 18 minutes of some 40 years ago. Not many of you remember, I guess. Besides that, the majority of, on the board, sewer board, that hired him gave him a huge salary and a huge medical insurance policy for him and his family for the rest of his life. What a waste of taxpayers' money. We also need an outside investigation of why it takes so long to investigate and prosecute these people in a timely manner. Those property managers that are hooked up to this treatment plant need to get rid of the majority. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Seeheit, and that is the final speaker slip I have, is Dr. Seeheit.
Dr. Seeheit, City of SLO. And years ago, I was in the downstairs in the law library researching the ADA when the librarian came up, and she had some updates that she wanted to put into the book, which tells me that this is a law that is ever changing. And at that point, I realized that when the county goes into the budget hearings, they don't necessarily know what the updates are on the ADA. And so I've advocated for inclusion in this county for many, many years. And one of the things I have been doing over the years, just before the budget hearings, is asking that the county send it its administrator, its counsel down to the law library, or it's probably can be found online, and go through the updates before they submit a budget to you, because the county needs to make its decisions on the law. And at this point, what is the point to do this? Because if you think that the people in this nation and worldwide are appalled at a medical doctor being dragged down an aisle of an airplane, you can't imagine what the outrage is going to be for what has happened in county jail. And there needs to be an investigation. I'm going to remind the board that of all the good work the grand jury does, it cannot indict. So it can make recommendations. And this is something, just as the county made a unanimous vote that really improved your appearance throughout the state when it came to the oil trains, this is something that is going to be a very, very dark blot on the county's reputation. What is important is that the people involved step up and say, no, it isn't okay to torture a disabled individual for hours and hours and hours, 2 days and almost two complete nights is what those hours add up to. It is not okay to isolate and torture an individual and let them die and then say that this is natural. You only have to click a mouse. I'm going to remind that I'm not a medical doctor. I'm not trying to imitate a medical doctor. But you can just click a mouse and see that when a person is immobilized, they are at risk of developing a blood clot. So I think that as our leaders, you need to set an example and you need to look into this, and there needs to be a response. Thank you.
Thank you. It's the final speaker slip. Anybody additionally would like to speak? All right, we will close public comment, and we will then bring it back for closed session items, which is what's next on the agenda. So I would ask the council for the time, but I'll first ask if there is any public comment on closed session. Seeing none, we'll close session and close public comment, bring it to County Council.
Thank you, Chairman Pashong. I think we can address both the closed session items in about 15 minutes today.
Okay, so we will be adjourned for 15 minutes till about 10 minutes to 10. We will be back.